Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. Today I'm speaking with Professor Helena Lenihan of the Kemi Business School. Helena is an economist and co-leader of the Public Policy, Enterprise, Governance and Sustainability Research Team at the Kemi Business School, and she is also chair of the Research Impact Working Group. So thanks for coming here today, Helena, and giving us your time. Here at the University of Limerick, we are very focused on the concept of research impact. That's research that makes a real difference. But tell me, why should research have an impact?
At a very fundamental level, lots of our research is publicly funded. And for me, it's simply about making a payback for society. The challenge, I think, for us as researchers is to ensure to ourselves that there isn't a trade-off between excellent research and research that makes a real practice or real policy impact. But for me, the quality research and impact go hand in hand, so I don't see it as a trade-off at all. I think it's really exciting that as researchers we can make an impact, and I can talk later on about my own experience of doing that, but we can think about impact very broadly in terms of impacts that include impacts to the economy, social impacts, cultural impacts, environmental and quality of life benefits. And the point I'm trying to get across here really is that everybody's research can have an impact, but it's about excellent research underpinning that impact, and it's about evidencing that impact. So if you think about impact in the real world, it can be understood as if it's a firm, for example, changes to its products or the processes or the way it does business. But it can also be how you change people's behavior, how you influence their behavior. It can also be impact in terms of opinions or policies or practices. What I think is really exciting about making an impact and why research should have an impact really is that there are a plethora of stakeholders or beneficiaries, and the beneficiaries can be at all different levels, ranging from an individual to public sector bodies to non-governmental organizations to policymakers, where I think my own research has made some impact with respect to enterprise and industrial and innovation policy, which I can come back to later. Also, with respect to whole communities can be affected by particular types of research, or even regions or countries or globally. It's about tackling these global challenges.
So, Helena, in terms of research impact, I know you're looking at the four A's. Can you tell me more about those?
I think generally people think about their impact. It's useful to think about what are the four A's of your research impact. The first one is advocacy. The second one is accountability, which I kind of touched on earlier. And I think all of the examples I'll give from the University of Limerick are from researchers who are genuinely interested in being accountable to the wider publics or to taxpayers like you and I. They do excellent research, but they want to go that step further to show that their research makes an impact in the real world and that their research is publicly funded. So there should be a payback for these publics. The third A is allocation. And I think many of these examples are led or there by researchers who are in research teams whereby they have applied for public funding or funding from national EU levels, global levels to fund their research. And nowadays, when you apply for lots of funding, in many cases, you're asked to write a research statement or a research impact statement. And many of the allocators of these funders look at that. So it's not only about having the excellent research or the scientific rigor underlying your research, it's about showing that your research can make an impact in the real world. And the final A is analysis. And this is something that, particularly in my own research, which is on policy, which I'll talk about later, I think most of the researchers, like myself, are really interested in the analysis. And that is to answer the fundamental question of what works best and under what circumstances in the real world. So in terms of the examples of research at the University of Limerick that makes a real impact in the real world and in the real society and in our real economies, just to cite a few examples. Excellent research at the University of Limerick looks at things like energy sustainability. So that obviously is tackling a grand or global challenge of energy sustainability. Other researchers look at how surgical techniques can improve patient recovery time. There are faculties which look at economic and social policies. And this research can affect policies at a national level, at an international level, EU level, and also with respect to social policies. Some of the research has been at a local level with respect to things like Limerick regeneration, but in terms of developing countries, some of the research has looked at how can you genuinely improve people's quality of life in developing countries.
So, Helena, could you tell me a little bit more about your own research and how it's made an impact?
To begin with, just to say that I'm an applied economist who's interested in public policy. Specifically, my research is about evaluating the impact of particular government interventions with respect to enterprise, industrial and innovation policy. Specifically, where my work has had an impact is with respect to two words, and those two words are called deadweight spending. In the past, when government thought about getting a bang per buck of, for example, a research and development grant or an employment subsidy that they gave to firms, whether they be multinational companies or whether they be indigenous companies, they just thought about it in a very kind of binary way. And that is, would this firm have come to Ireland if it didn't receive a particular type of subsidy? Or would those 50 jobs in that small and medium-sized enterprise have occurred if this particular subsidy wasn't given to this firm? So what I brought to the table over the past two decades in my research, my published research, is this notion of it's not as simple as that. When we think about deadweight spending, we should think about it in a nuanced way. What policymakers seem to be interested in is this notion of partial deadweight, whereby it's not just about a firm saying they would have come to Ireland anyway, but it's about looking at the degrees of deadweight. Would they have come at the same time? Would the scale of the jobs they set up here been the same? And would the location have been the same? So it's a nuanced way of looking at deadweight. And in particular, that is what policymakers have been interested in my work. So to cite some examples of policy documents where this notion of partial deadweight in particular has been picked up on. The first example I would give is from the economic appraisal model from the Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation. So it's the economic appraisal model that's used for projects seeking support from Irish industrial development agencies. And they use the estimates of deadweight that I have come up with in that model. I point to three other examples that relate to policy documents from 2015, where this notion of partial deadweight in particular has been picked up on. And those three documents published on the Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation's website are as follows. The first one is a report on the evaluations of state support for enterprise. The second one is the evaluation of enterprise business development programs. And the final one, where my work on deadweight is mentioned, is a report which looks at the evaluation of IDA capital and employment grants. So they're all point to examples of whereby published research has already had an impact. But increasingly what I'm doing in my work is I'm thinking about research that I'm doing right now on policy evaluation or on innovation policy in particular. I'm thinking about where is that impact likely to be in moving forward? And I'm lucky at the moment that on a regular basis, I engage with policy and the relevant stakeholders. In that since 2013, I've served as an independent expert on a steering committee at the Department of Jobs, Enterprise, Innovation, and this steering committee where I am the independent expert on, we look at evaluating enterprise and innovation policies, and we look at how to do these. So I come back to this notion of evaluation can never be an exact science, neither can impact for that reason. However, what I would say is that it's very worthwhile doing, and I would hope that my research brings some rigor to that conversation.
So Helena, what are the benefits of collaboration for research for you?
My research has been collaborating with policymakers. And for me, the key benefits have been moving away from a siloed view of research and just viewing research very much as an academic to engaging with policymakers who have helped me to put meat on my research, meat on the numbers that I come up when I estimate different things, and to put my research into context. As an economist,
when I engage with policymakers, I really begin to see this context or the political economy in which my research operates. But on a very practical level, it's opened up doors for PhD students of mine, for postdocs and for myself to gain research and access to data that would have been impossible to gain access to if I had just been sitting in my office trying to download some of this data from secondary sources.
So personally, it must be very satisfying to know that your research is having an impact on national industrial and innovation policy.
It's very rewarding. And for me, it's not just about getting answers and coming back to what we said earlier about getting a bang per buck or evaluating the impact of things. It's about definitely getting those answers. And my research lends itself to impact because it's all about evaluating impact of particular government policy interventions at the level of the firm. But what really excites me is not just about getting those answers, but that my research can hopefully lead to policy improvements down the line for policy.
What tips would you give researchers looking to really make an impact in their work?
The first one is go for it. The second one is think about the perspective from which you want to approach the notion of research impact. What I mean by that is you can think about it after your research. So this ex post idea, whereby you've written the excellent research paper and now you're trying to gather evidence on where has my research made an impact. And that's something we've engaged a lot in at the University of Limerick in the form of case studies. That's an easy enough hit because there's loads of examples that you can use out there. We have lots of case studies at the University of Limerick and in the UK with the Research Excellence Framework, there's loads of case studies. The second one, which I, for me, is far more exciting, and that is where you think about your impact ever before you embark on a piece of research, or you're about to embark on a piece of research, and then you think about where are the likely impacts going to be. And this is what I call impact by design, and you can be the designer of your own impact pathway. Now, this is something that for a lot of funders, they require you to do, whereby you write a research impact statement when you're applying for a grant. But I'm talking about something much more exciting than that. And that is that at the very beginning, you think about your own logic model. What's the logic of your research? You can design this yourself, and what's the impact pathway going to be? And that's about thinking about who are going to be the beneficiaries of my research? Who are the stakeholders going to be? And when do I think they're going to benefit? Are they going to benefit in the short term, in the medium, or the long term? And what will these impacts look like? And that is this notion of impact by design. The third thing I would say is that dissemination and engagement are routes to research impact, but they're not research impact. Research impact has two key distinguishing features. Firstly, research impact is underpinned by excellent research. And secondly, it's about evidencing the impact and showing or demonstrating that there's a clear link between your research and the impact. The fourth thing I would say, and this is something I've learned the hard way, and that is all the time, but it's really exciting, be open to the role of serendipity and unintended impacts, because they can be really exciting. The fifth thing is gather your evidence. And that evidence can be in a quantitative way or in a qualitative way. People say to me, well, you're an economist, your research lends itself to impact because it's very quantitative. Most certainly, the metrics for my research are quite quantitative. But for others, it can be a very qualitative approach. For people who are trying to look at impact in the arts or in culture and in society more broadly, for them, it can be about telling the story of their impact, like I spoke about earlier with respect to the case studies. The sixth thing I would say is that this is open to all disciplines. And coming back to the point that I spoke about impact by design, I think it's not sufficient to say anymore, well, this impact is only for people in science or in business. Impact and research impact and your research having impact in the real world, on society more broadly, with respect to people's opinions and changing their behaviours. The impact story is for everybody. And you too can be the designer of your impact. That is why I think impact by design, whereby you determine what your impact might look like. You determine who your beneficiaries might look like. You determine what the timing of your impact might look like. I think that's really exciting. And the final thing I would say, and it ties back to my original point, go for it, because it's lots of fun. And my own personal experience is that it's something that in the long run you become really passionate about. And there's massive payback, not only for society, but for you as a researcher.
Many thanks for your time today, Professor Helena Lenehan of the Kemi Business School. If you'd like to find out more about research impact at the University of Limerick or to read some of our case studies, go to our website, ul.ie/researchimpact.